It is the Joe and Alex show, and I saw this, and Alex saw it, and immediately is like, we have to have her on the show.
I was so excited. I literally fangirled so hard.
We're talking about Patty Stanger, the millionaire matchmaker. Woo! Good morning, Patty.
Hi, how are you? Nice to talk to you guys.
We're doing good. Now, this is kind of cool. People could actually go to your website. It's Patty, P-A-T-T-I, knows.com. You host a millionaires webinar. It's the Millionaires Club 123. When's that going on?
That's
going
to be a secret date, and you have to get personally invited. So send me an email to info@millionairesclub123.com, and I will send you an invite.
Alex, did you write that down?
I wrote it down. I've got it bookmarked. It's in my iPhone calendar.
We'll answer all your personal questions. It's limited space, and there'll be a monthly webinar series.
Obviously, you know Patty from her TV show, The Millionaire Matchmaker, and she's like super famous for setting people up and kind of being brutally honest about why you're single, what you need to change, and what you need to work on in order to find love. I was so excited to talk to you because one thing that we kind of talk about on our show and make fun of all the time is me being single.
Luke, give me a little, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, you're a baby. You could be single till you're 30.
Patty, you're like used to LA life. I'm in Indiana. Everybody's already married with 10 kids.
Oh my golly, you're not married at 25. Let's shoot you. Okay, like seriously, you gotta figure out what you want.
See, this is what I love about her. Oh, I know what I want, Patty.
But you got some freedom, girl. You know, when you get to 30, then I start to panic because then you're in the window of, you know, the eggs are just diminishing as we speak. 25, you should be exploring now.
What is your biggest piece of advice that you would give women that are in their mid to late 20s who still haven't found someone feel like they know what they're looking for, too?
Get off of Tinder. No, I'm looking. First of all, I think that dating in the 30s would probably be the best for you, like early 30s. When a guy is over 30, he knows what he wants, where he's headed, what his job's going to be, when he wants to buy the house, when he wants to settle down. So I would date up, not down. That's first of all. The second thing is I would get out there. In your community, friends, family, coworkers, have them fix you up.
Patty, you know what? I apologize for your advice that you gave here. We forgot some information that you should know. Alex can't wait till she's 30. She's a virgin. She will die.
Is she a virgin, really?
Yeah, yes. I'm waiting till I'm married to have sex.
Okay, is this a Christian situation?
Yeah.
You're not Ashley Iacona.
Okay, you know, so here, Ashley I.
Kepler is doing it for purity, for faith.
It is faith-based. Mine is faith-based, but also, so you should know, Ashley I and I are like literal twins. We are the exact same person. Highly emotional, picky.
Every 2 seconds, you know, she was on my show.
Yes, I know. I watched that episode.
Okay, so first of all, if you're doing this for purity reasons, then you can't date in the mainstream. You got to only date church faith-based people because nobody's really going to get you. So let's be real. You want me to give you breast sex facts? You got to go to church and you got to mix up your churches. So I would start doing the church circuit. You already go to one that's not yield results. So what would you do? You would go to different ones in different cities or close by to mix up and get involved in their singles community.
Interesting.
You want someone who believes in what you want to believe. So she's probably a virgin too.
Okay.
You're waiting to get married. No one's going to marry you. Sorry, not in this day and age with Tinder without trying the goods.
Patty, I think Alex is actually an incredible person. She's unique. She's one of one for sure. But I think she's going to have to find a very unique guy that most guys wouldn't normally go after her.
She needs to find a faith-based person. Let's state the facts. The reason she's doing this is for her faith. So let's get a faith-based person.
You're speaking my language. I'm obsessed with Utah people, like blogger families
LDS
and everything.
Okay, so LDS people do not have sex until they're married. So they go on mission. They're usually a virgin. By the time they come back, they're 24, 25. It's perfect timing. Take a pilgrimage. Go take your vacation in Utah.
A wealth of knowledge from you, Patty. If we could just have you to have a longer conversation, I feel like I could get so much help. But for people that are in dire straits, like I feel like I am in, and need help fast, what can they do to get help from you if they don't live where you live but still want you to help matchmake them?
They can join the webinar series, and they can ask for an invite, and they can send me an email at info@millionairesclub123.com, and they'll get to ask me anything personally.
Ooh.
Because everybody's needs are different. It's not one-size-fits-all. You know, I would say no two people are alike. They're like snowflakes. Like what I gave you, I wouldn't give to somebody else.
Why are you so good at what you do? Why should people trust you to matchmake them?
Because I'm third generation and my grandmother was the bomb. She trained me. Nobody was better. She was married till, you know, she was was married like 50 years. My grandfather was the most amazing man alive. And like my grandmother would say, you know, technology might have changed, but not the biology.
Patty's been doing this since, what, 2000? You started the Millionaires Club, right?
1999, actually, but it was like you didn't really know about it until 2000.
Thank you so much for coming on the Joe and Alex Show today, Patty. I was so
excited
to talk to you.
Good luck to you. Head to Utah.